Located on the western end of the Omaha metropolitan area is the Elkhorn Community Theater, a theater that is currently putting on their annual summer production. Providing access to theater in the Elkhorn area and taking to the stage this year is their newest show, Legally Blonde, the story following Elle Woods, a sorority girl who enrolls into Harvard Law School, is a story that is a powerful one that looks into women's empowerment and being true to oneself. Jack O'Connell, the director of Legally Blonde, speaks more about these themes.
So much of it is about women empowering women and the sort of judgment that they feel when they present a certain way. The way I went about trying to solve that is I made sure that I had a bunch of women around me who could tell me when I was making a mistake. And one of the things they very much helped me realize as we continued designing the show is how women supporting women is a really important part of it.
This show is unique compared to most musicals, as this production incorporates canine companions into the storytelling of the show.
There's Bruiser, who in the film is a Chihuahua. We have the incomparable Lenny, who is a Chihuahua pug mix, and she is the absolute star of the entire show. Then Rufus, who is Paulette's dog. Rufus is played by Linus, a Portuguese water dog, retired show dog. Linus is also everybody's absolute best friend. He was on set yesterday and was just sprinting to every single person because these dogs are great. They're so sweet, and it's just, there can be so much anxiety as an actor. So being able to just have a dog around, be a comfort animal, has also been really nice.
The designs and overall aesthetics of the show couldn't be better displayed than in the plethora of costumes and costume changes sprinkled throughout this show.
Whenever you're putting a musical together, there is, or a show or performance of any kind, there's always the thing you have to figure out. And it's the complicated thing. So last year we did Shrek. Shrek has a dragon fight scene. So the dragon of this show is costumes, specifically Elle's costumes. She has 9 costumes in the first act. It's crazy. In the first 3 songs, she has 2 onstage costume changes and 2 other ones. I have no idea how Nolani, our actor playing Elle, manages to remember all of these changes, but it absolutely takes a village. There's 3 people who are back there helping her, and then she's back on stage. It's like an IndyCar racer changing their tires. It's absolutely wild and a real testament to the coordination of the team that's going on backstage.
O'Connell also relays a bit of the history of the Elkhorn Community Theater and his overarching philosophy.
ECT was founded way back in the late 1900s, 1998, and the idea was always to just bring the community together through the arts. A lot of us think of it as our summer family. So the one show a year means that, as opposed to some other community theaters in the area where there's a season, the one show a year means that it's a lot of people who aren't going to get an opportunity to do stuff other places because they just don't have the time. So we end up with a lot of teachers, for example, who they just can't make it work during the year because when you're a teacher during the school year, it's really hard to do anything. And there also just isn't a whole lot of theater west of really the Playhouse. We want to make sure that everybody feels like they can belong and have fun. And that's really my philosophy as a director, is if the cast is having fun, then the audience is going to have fun too. So that's kind of the energy you want to bring, this summer family, and we're here to have a good time. Tell cool stories with cool people, more or less.
The Elkhorn Community Theater will be showing Legally Blonde until June 28th. More information can be found at elkhorncommunitytheater.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Caden Weber.